Blog Talk Radio.
Radio show, and of course this is the day that the Lord has made, for we shall rejoice and be glad in it. You give me joy down deep down in my soul. Well, I don't know about you, but during this Christmas season, we just don't want to have joy because somebody gives us a gift, but we want to have that joy deep down in our soul. And when things is going, not going the way we want to go, we can reach down and get that joy unspeakable, and as the song says, and full of glory. Well, we're celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ right here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. And I pray that you remember these words, whatever you do. don't take Jesus out of Christmas. You know, a lot of people on it for Xmas. I never understood that until later on. Why did they put Xmas on there? And then I realized a lot of people try, not everybody now, I'm going to make that plain, but some people don't want Christ in there, so they're going to take Christ out of there and leave Xmas. For the X and the miss. Well, you can't have Christmas without Christ. Just remember these words. You know, Jesus was born exactly during the winter months. But I believe, you know, you can always set aside a day. There's nothing wrong with setting aside a day. And, you know, the funny thing is, even if people set aside a day in the winter and the summer month, it's always going to be somebody that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ is going to go and try to market it and make it more different than what it is, like Easter. Man, how many people talk about the resurrection of Jesus Christ on Easter? Very few people. We when I was coming up, all you hear about getting dressed up and your mother and bought you different things, they ain't tell you nothing about Christ being born. I mean, Christ not just being born, but Christ dying on the cross. Very few people ever say celebrate the Friday before on Easter. How many people you know celebrate Good Friday? What's so good about Good Friday? Jesus died on the cross. How do we know that? Well, there's a whole lot of things we can say how we know. How you know you're going to get up the next day? How you know you're going back to work after you get finished eating your lunch? How do you know? You don't know. You know, you can. Tomorrow is not promised to you. No one the next day or the next day or the next day. As far as that's concerned, the next minute is not promised to you. So you're always going to have people to try to take out what they want. But the key, it doesn't change what it is. The key is we're celebrating the resurrection of on Christmas, the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and Easter, we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Whatever you do during this Christmas holiday, remember Jesus is the reason for the season. Let me may add, reason why he's the reason for the season is because we have set aside. Hear what I just said. We have set aside this week to remember what he did. just don't take Christ out of Christmas, whatever you do. Now, why we're not taking Christ out of the Christmas is because he is the reason why we set aside. I want to kind of focus on that area, what I'm saying. Because we have set aside this day, this week, to celebrate of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, you know what came to me as I was listening to that song? Do we have to wait until the actual day to celebrate something? I think we ought to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ every day, as the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 11th chapter, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show Lord's death until he comes. As often as you do it, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death. In other words, you celebrate every time. And then the birth of Christ should be celebrated every single day. Well, here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show, we're celebrating Jesus being the reason for the season. And I'm glad that we are not taking Christ out of Christmas. And not just out of Christmas, because Christmas is just one day. But don't take Christ out of your, Christ being the reason for the season every day. Think about what he did, why he came, what was his purpose. You know, I like the scripture in John chapter 10, verse 10, that says, thief, he's talking about Jesus now, the thief cometh not but to steal, kill and destroy. But now Jesus tells his purpose. But I have come. Oh, I love that word, but. But I have come. Bring you life. And that more abundantly. I want you to have a life. I come that you may have life. Enjoy life. God's way. And enjoying life. And as we celebrate life, Christ, now we, as the people of God, you see, I'm not only going to give you a life, but I want your life to be more abundantly, more than enough, overflowing life. And the only one that can give it to you is the one that is the reason, hey, glory, for that season.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman! Let's break for lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm gonna keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times? When we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while. Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough.
High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help keeping yours at a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
All right, everybody, come on, let's celebrate Jesus. On the first day of Christmas, Jesus came to me. He gave me the victory. On the second day of Christmas, Jesus came to me.
You're listening to the Spoken Word Radio Station, your internet radio station. You are listening to your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan.
On this.
Yes, Jesus is the reason for the season. Kurt Franklin right here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. And let me tell you, he is the reason why we set aside this week. Not just a day. Not a day. But a week, every day. We remember what Christ did for us. Well, let me go into my inspirational message here. I love to give the inspirational message, and let me just give you that as the Lord lead me. During this Christmas holiday, I've been focusing on this all this week. During the New Year's, many lives has been lost already through the coronavirus, and many people, they said during these Christmas and New Year's, more people commit suicide. My message to you this afternoon is this: when all else fails, look to Jesus. Let me say that again. When all else fails, look to Jesus. Now, I said when all else failed, that means you tried everything. It's a shame to say, but some people do have to try everything they can to find out that ain't going to work for you. Sorry to tell you. Many have tried doctors after doctors after doctors after doctors. They can't do it. We thank God for the doctor. I want to make that plain. We ain't knocking the doctor. Thank God for the doctors and the nurses. But everything else that failed, when you're trying to find a cure for the sickness and disease that you've been going through, and you've been going to many doctors trying to get a better result, but now you find that even they can't help you. Somebody goes to their friend that is their closest friends and asking them for help, and even they cannot help. When all else fails, look to Jesus. Sometimes your options have to run out sometimes for you to come to some understanding that, first of all, the one that is well qualified, I like to use that word, well qualified. And let me just add, overqualified. Some people are qualified, but they ain't overqualified. Hey, glory. He is well and overqualified to fix your problem. When everything else seems to be going from bad to worse, and even nobody has an answer to the problem in which you're going through, remember these words. When all else fails, look to Jesus. Why? It's because he has the answer to heal your deepest hurts. Who has the answer? Jesus has the answer to everything you're going through. You need to come to him, because really, be honest with you, if you'd have came to him first, maybe that problem would have been fixed by now. But we are people that we like to let our options run out, so we'll run to everybody else that we can see, or the ones that we think be the one that can help us. And we'll find out that they can't do nothing. They can't help me. Now, their motives might be right because they're trying to help you, but you got some that ain't going to help you. I don't care how many times you think somebody's going to be there when you go through. And most of the time, the ones you think going to be there ain't going to be the ones that's not going to be there. God has the power to move on your behalf. He has the power to fix your problem. He has the power to fix your problem. Because when all else fails, you got to look to him. I added that word. You got to look to him. Well, how do I know if I asked him, he's going to do it? Well, as I said many times on this radio, he may not come when you want him. Why he ain't going to come when I want him? Well, let me tell you something. In life, there's a lot of things we want and we don't get when we want it. He may not come when you want him, but I promise you one thing, and that's a promise. He is always on time. Now, when you talk about may not come when you want him, that means he's not on your time schedule. I know sometimes when you're going through the problem and the situation, it doesn't feel good. It doesn't look good. You don't want to be in this place. And you want to get out of it, and you want to get out of it now. But in the midst of your problems, he has a way in showing you that he is your answer. And guess what? And he is the way out. He is the answer to it. He is the way out of your problem. The Bible says in Psalms 34, it says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, he delivered them out of every one of them. Let me tell you something. According to Numbers 23:19, he said, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he may repent, for have he said. Yeah, he say something, he back up what he says. He ain't going to never tell you something and don't do it. Now, he'll tell you things that when you feel that he's going to do it, then he don't do it then. That's meaning he's trying to teach us how to wait on him, even when it doesn't feel good. Glory to God. Because he has a purpose. He has a plan behind everything we go through. We might not see the plan. We might not see the purpose. But that thing that seems so hard to bear, that thing that it seems like you just want to get out of, is going to work together for your good. You can't see it now, but I promise you, it's going to work together for your good. Because when all else fails, first of all, he ain't going to never fail. I don't care nobody say, God never fails. I don't sing that song, he never failed me yet. I don't have to worry about yet, because he ain't going to fail. God never fails. Heaven and earth will pass away before he fell away, before he fell. He says, my word has gone out of my mouth, and it ain't going to turn back, but it's going to accomplish what it's sent out to do. Whatever God says about your problem, about your situation, he said he is the answer to heal your deepest hurts. He is the way out of the problem. And not only is he the way out, David said, I've been young and now I'm old. When I was young, David said, I ain't seen it. And now I'm an old man, I haven't seen it. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, no seed begging for bread. I ain't got to beg. My father is rich. He owns the cattle upon 1,000 hills. And he can speak to anybody, and they don't have to know me. But the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of God can speak to them and say, I want you to sow a seed into that preacher. $1 million. God knows how to do it. God will cause divine favor to be upon you when you don't know what to do. What do you do when you just don't know what to do? I tell you what you do. Hold on and don't let go. Stand on the rock. That rock is Jesus. He is the only one that can fix that situation where you don't know what to do, who to turn to, and how you're going to come out of it. He is that open door. But this is what I often tell people. You got to invite God in to your circumstance. Invite him in. And when you invite God and he comes on the scene, that's when miracles happen. It's when you open up that door. So you know what? God, I'm coming to you. I can't take this no more. I need your help. And when you ask him for help, when you can't ask him for help and then go back and take your problem back again, you give the problem to him. Lord, I can't do it no more. Lord, take this problem. I need your help. God will help you. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. Oh, yeah. He is a very present help. Right now, help. Whenever you need him, just cry out to him. Lord, I need your help. And as you cry to him and trust him. Now, that the key to it is not just crying to him, but trusting him. Trust that he has your back. Trust that he won't let you fall. When you don't know what to do, know that God is working behind the scene. But you got to invite him in. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. During this Christmas holiday, you going through any depression, going through anything, God says, just give it to me. I'll bear it. Give it to me. I'll share it. If there's a need in your life, I will take it. If you just own it, give it to me. Give the problem to God and let him fix it. Let's pray. Father, I pray for every person that has gone through depression, gone through a sickness and disease, gone through whatever circumstances. God, help them to remember when all else fails to look to you. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, as I pray, let the anointing of the Holy Spirit go through this radio, wherever they at. I bind the works of the devil. I take authority over the spirit of depression. I bind the spirit of grief. I bind the spirit of discouragement. And I release joy. You give me joy down, deep down in our soul. Joy in the midst of what they're going through. Father, minister to them even as I pray. And let them know that you are well qualified. You have the answer to their problem. You are the answer to heal our deepest hurts. Touch and minister to them. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Let me just say that if you desire prayer, you need someone to talk to, Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line is open to pray for you. That telephone number is 803-766-0335. Again, 803-766-0335. 0335. You need prayer, call us right now and let us pray for you. Let me tell you, the one that can fix your problem is the Lord Jesus Christ. You ain't going through nothing that God can't bring you out of. Gladness, mourning into joy. Well, this is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. We're celebrating Christ being the reason for the season and encouraging those that are going through, doesn't matter what the circumstances is, to remember that God is the answer to heal your deepest hurts. When all else fails, to Jesus, because he will turn your mourning into gladness, into joy. And he'll turn your sorrows into gladness. God says to us, and those that feel like nobody ain't talking to them, can't hear nothing from nobody, God is saying to you, don't give up. Whatever you do, don't give help is on the way. Well, I tell you, it is a blessing to be able to minister to those that are going through during our inspirational message. Now, if these inspirational message and the music has been a blessing to you, I want you to sit down and write me. It's always good to know how these programs are impacting people. I want you to send me a letter as Pastor Kenneth Morgan Radio Show, 413 Elgin, E-L-G-I-N, Elgin, South Carolina, 29045. Again, that's Pastor Kenneth Morgan Radio Show, 413 Elgin, E-L-G-I-N, South Carolina, 29045. Drop me a line and let me know how this has impacted your life, because you know we want to be able to minister to those that come on to our show. All this is about ministry to us here. We ain't in it for nothing else but ministry. Encouraging, uplifting, saving those that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And those that do know him, causing them to go beyond where they are.
Of love that the world would ever know. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And this Son came as a lamb. He would become a conquering king, but he came as a lamb. He would be King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but he came as a lamb, and he came for you.
People came from miles around, all to worship and bow down. Oh, what a privilege it was. They called him Lamb of God.
Shepherds came seeking this Lamb, and their lives would never be the same. The angelic host formed a choir and sang from the heavenly. Wise men were wise enough to seek and bow down to this Lamb. He came to seek and to save the lost. He came because he loves you. It's great to know that God so loved the world, but more important to know that God loves you.
Now here it is. Many years have passed. They say his time has come and passed. Oh, but I'm so glad that it remains. You're still the Lamb of God.
John looked over the horizon and saw one walking as no man walked. And he said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He's still saving. He's still redeeming. And he's still there for you today. Receive him. Say yes to him. And he will change your life. Time cannot change him, and ages do not time him. He's still the Lamb of God.
Oh, I'm a witness, they'll hold you up. And in the process, they'll fill your cup. So I'm not worried, I'm not scared. I'm gon' trust like my bishop said. It's a message to the devil, you can't have our faith. And we gon' make a body crazy.
Like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman. Let's break for lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm gonna keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave. But unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help keeping yours at a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Well, praise God. Well, our time is almost up here, and we want to thank God for everyone that's been tuning into Pastor Morgan's radio show. Don't forget now, remember the reason for the season, as that song say, don't take Christ out of Christmas. And I really, be honest with you, it really has nothing to do with it being Christmas, but it has all to do with his birth. And we're celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I pray that you have a blessed Christmas. Of course, we won't be on tomorrow, but I pray that you would have a blessed Christmas. Remember, Jesus is the reason for the season. And please pray for us tomorrow. We will be celebrating our birthday. And if you want to send a shout out to Pastor Kenneth Morgan, go to Kenneth E. Morgan Sr.'s Facebook page and just leave a little message there, all right, on tomorrow. Again, if you want to give a little birthday shout out to me on tomorrow, go to Kenneth E. Morgan Sr.'s Facebook page and just put on there your comment. Thank God for every one of you. And we're gonna go out on this song, God's Grace. You know why? Because it's only the grace of God that brought us this far. And we thank God. Until Friday, may God bless you and have a great day.
said they said I wouldn't make it. Some people said that I wouldn't be here today, but look at me, look at me, I made it.